You're in the mix in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production, doing a remix. Worldwide Enigma making platinum hits. New wine coming, get some of this. Stand and give God the praise.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Got me feeling good. Kept the faith and praise right through it. Happiness is here at last. Let me tell you how it happened. Some took over me. Got my hands and feet. Couldn't stay in my seat. Now I clearly see. I'm feeling good, yeah. Not a thing can change this mood. You can have the same thing too, yeah. Everybody, let's say it. Say, Waymaker, Lord, you are. You're a promise. You're the
light in the darkness.
My God.
Worship you,
Lord, you are a way maker. Say,
way maker.
Come on,
miracle.
Declare the truth all over this room. Say, Waymaker, yeah, you are Lord. You're a promise keeper. My God, that is who you are. That is who you are. Hey, Waymaker. Say, that's it.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm about to Going back down memory lane, and that's the sounds of Mr. Joe Simon, Certainly Lord. We are right at 18 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Got more music coming your way all the way up to 5 o'clock today. Want to remind those of you to be sure to catch the wave on our NL5 television broadcast at 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., 1 hour of the top 10 video countdown of the month, and you can catch it on the New Spectrum TV channel 24, covering mostly all of North Carolina. If you have Spectrum TV, then you can lock in this evening at 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. for our NL5 television gospel broadcast. Coming up at the bottom of the hour is that awesome preacher, teacher, man of God, and doing an awesome work in the city of Raleigh, North Carolina. And many of you know him, overseer William Eli Ratcliffe, pastor of the Lincoln Park Holiness Church, 13 Heat Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, with a True Vine Time radio broadcast. Let's get back with more great gospel music. I had a chance to see this young man. He actually came to the church of the Lincoln Park Holiness Church, and what a time we had listening to him sing to the glory of God. I'm speaking of the sounds of Lil Blair and the fantastic Valinaire.
Let's go. valley, lost but they found me. I don't know where I will be.
Drive your car till y'all help me sing this. Finish this.
Whatever you do, look, make sure you do what you're going to do. Make sure it's the right thing to do. All right. We're right at the bottom of the hour. Standing by, Overseer William Eli Radcliffe, pastor of the Lincoln Park Holiness Church. That's 13 Heath Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, with the True Vine Time radio broadcast. And what I want to do for all of the mothers there at the Lincoln Park Holiness Church, and coming up, right after this next song, we'll be Overseer William Eli Radcliffe. Want to dedicate this one up to all of the mothers there at the Lincoln Park Holiness Church. Pray that you have many, many more.
Special dedication to all of the mothers that's under the sound of my voice. I did not say to all of the women who had children, for you can have a house full of children and not know the first thing about being a mother. Mothers know what it means to make special sacrifices for the family. Listen to the words.
For the 9 months I carried you, on the night I sat up with you, doctor, you prayed for you, no charge. There is no charge. the night sky, sat there all alone, wondering if he
teaching, and hallelujah praise. Join us with an open heart and a listening ear, and let a friend know we are on the air. Please pray for Overseer William Eli Ratcliffe as he gives us a divine word from heaven. Now, Pastor Ratcliffe.
I know.
Greetings. Welcome to True Vine Time, NFI Radio, Lincoln Park Holiness Church YouTube broadcast. Also, we would like to take this time to recognize our radio host, the world famous, most talked about, sometimes imitated but never duplicated, a humble and anointed man of God, Reverend Sterling Kearney. Here on Lincoln Park, we believe in God-powered preaching, sound doctrine teaching, compassionate reaching, and hallelujah praise!
Jesus. God, we come before you right now. We just want to say thank you, God, for how you allow us to see another day, God. We thank you, God, for allowing us to come into the house once again. We realize on today, God, that if it had not been for you, we would not be able to stand where we're standing. And we tell you thank you. We thank you, God, for how you woke us up this morning, clothing our right mind, Lord God. We thank you, God, for how you continue to keep us day by day. We ask, Lord God, to remember us as a whole. Remember everyone that's under the sound of my voice, Lord God. Most of all, allow us to open up our eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to discern what the word that we will receive once a day. In Jesus' sweet name, amen.
Mom, how could I possibly thank you enough to the one who made me whole? The one to whom I owe my life, the forming of my soul. The one who tucked me in at night, the one who stopped my crying, the one who was the expert at knowing when I was lying, the one who made such sacrifices to always put me first, who let me test my broken wings in spite of how it hurt, who painted the world a rainbow when it was filled with broken dreams, who explained it all so clearly when nothing was what it seemed. What way is there to thank you for your heart, your sweat, your tears, for 10,000 little things you did for oh so many years, for changing with me as I changed, accepting all my flaws, not loving because you had to, but loving just because, for never giving up on me when your wits had reached their end, for always being proud of me, for being my most reliable friend. And so I come to realize the only way to say, the only thank you that's enough, is clear in just one way. Look at me before you and see what I've become. Do you see yourself in me, the job that you have done? Your best was passed to me as you gave your all. Thank you for the gift you give, for everything you do. But most of all, thank you for making my dreams come true. I love you, Mom.
Proverbs 31:10-31 reads, "Who can I find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that she shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willing with her hands. She is like the merchant ship, she bringeth her food from afar. She rises also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it with the fruit of her hands. She planteth a vineyard, she girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good, her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distance. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself covering of tapestry, her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gate." Happy Mother's Day to my mother, DeCaro Ratcliffe Morris, my grandmother, First Lady Shandela Ratcliffe, and my great-grandmother, First Lady Emeritus Margaret Ratcliffe.
Mothers are special. What is a mother? A female parent? a woman in authority, an elderly woman. A mother is a protector, a disciplinarian, a friend. A mother is a selfless, loving human being who must sacrifice many of what of her wants and needs for the wants and needs of her children. Looking beyond the definition of a mother, we know the old saying, it takes a village to raise a child. So aunts are mothers, sisters are mothers, teachers are mothers, friends are mothers, neighbors are mothers, and last but not least, grandmothers are mothers. Any female that cares and wants to see a child grow up to be happy, healthy, and successful can be included in the characterization of a mother. A good mother can be referenced as a good woman in Proverbs 31, 10 through 31. The qualities of a good woman can surely reflect the qualities of a good mother. This woman in Proverbs is an excellent wife and mother. She is a manufacturer, an importer, manager, realtor, farmer, seamstress, upholsterer, and a merchant. Her strengths do not come from her achievements, but her reverence to God. As women, we are constantly working on our outward appearance, but this woman's beauty comes entirely from her character. Proverbs 31:25 through 28 says, strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teachings of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. It's not necessary for us to obtain every attribute of this woman, but instead use her as a model to be the best mother, grandmother, aunt, friend, neighbor we can be, because mothers are special. Happy Mother's Day.
Lord, we thank you for the word that we have received on today to encourage every mother. We thank you, God, because we realize that a mother's love is unconditional. We realize on today that even though the stages of life may change, but that love remains the same. We thank you, God, for how you continue to show us examples in your words, what we as a mother should carry ourselves and the things that we should do. We ask you, Lord God, to bless each and every one of those that have held on and carried the torch as a single mother, a married mother. But we just ask you to continue to bless every mother that is listening to this message and let them know that they can continue to hold on as long as they lead and guide and listen and take heed to your word. We ask in these and all the other blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor William Eli Ratcliffe and the Lincoln Park Holiness family would like to wish all the mothers a happy Mother's Day. Coming, you got to believe it.
Lincoln Park Holiness Church is about loving people and helping community. Our main objective is winning souls. You are welcome to partner with us or help sponsor this ministry and broadcast with a donation. Please visit our website at lincolnparkchurch.com and click the Let's Give tab at the top of the screen. Feel free to leave comments. You can also download the Givelify app on your mobile phone and look for Lincoln Park Church. Cash App, hashtag Lincoln Park CRF. We are located at 13 Heath Street in Raleigh, North Carolina. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us next week on NFI Radio and Catch the Wave from the number one radio station reaching the world with gospel music and preaching.
Don't let them sleep in your bed.
No.
lost my way so many times. I know I did it wrong when I should have did right. But here I am, down on my knees, begging you, Lord, to restore me. Restore.
Restore.
I need you to have mercy on me. Give me back my joy, this joy that I need.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The anointed ones
on your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smooth, on the planet.
You're listening to the anointed one.
Every day.
You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We are right at 10 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. That's 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's the sounds of Paul Porter along with Neil Robeson from his new single, and Restore Me. And once again, want to thank all of you. What an awesome Mother's Day speech and the poems. And don't we want to just give the young people a hand clap for the awesome work that they did today, and then just sharing the love to their mothers and grandmothers and all of the mothers there at the church. And what an awesome work they did. And they deserve a big hug, huh? All right. So we send our hugs and our love to you, all of the young people there that participated in the Mother's Day service on today at the Lincoln Park Holiness Church, 13 East Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, where the overseer and leading shepherd is Overseer William Eli Radcliffe. And what a time we've had thus far. And I tell you, you can tune in right here every Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to 12 noon, and on Thursdays at 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to the Lincoln Park Holiness Church, 13 East Street, Raleigh, North Carolina. All right. Well, look, I just want to send a shout out and wish Pastor Radcliffe's mother a happy Mother's Day, and send our love to you. Happy Mother's Day, Mother Radcliffe. And I also want to send a shout out to the First Lady of the Church, Sister Radcliffe, First Lady Radcliffe, a happy Mother's Day to you, and all of the elders that participated today, and all of the elders that's a part of the ministry, happy Mother's Day to you, and all of the congregation, all you mothers that's a mother, happy Mother's Day to you as well. So I don't think I missed anyone, but I just send our love out to all of you. And what a wonderful, wonderful time we've had. And look, for those of you, I know you're in the kitchen probably getting things prepared for the day. And like I said, if you got a sweet potato pie or coconut pie, coconut cake, then I can, you know, I'll put on my roller skates and just roll that way. All right. We're going to get back with more music now. I know you all have been in the kitchen or you in another room or wherever you are at home, and you just feel like you just want to really receive that God has for you on today, and you haven't been able to get your praise on like you usually do when you're at church. But you know you can get your praise on right at home. Did you know that? So what I'm going to do, I got my band right here ready to crank it up for you so you can get your praise on today, Mother. So are you ready? All right, band, you ready? Okay, one, two, three. You ready?
Three. Four. Six. Two. One. Oh,
y'all feel that? Join in. One, two.
With Bishop L.T. Walker. Early one morning, I got a call. I was in Atlanta preaching for Reverend Jasper Williams, and Gloria called me. She said, sit down. I said, I'm going to preach right now. I'm on my way out the door. She said, sit down. I sat down and my wife told me, we were living in New Orleans at the time, four of our members had been killed in a wreck. I got angry with the Lord because I thought they were my best members. I had some others I thought he should have took. Y'all don't like the truth. These were some good members, Brother Sheard. I mean, solid people. I'm not talking about the tithe. I'm just talking about sweet, solid people. No hell-raising saints. And I couldn't understand, why would you take those four people at once? I put three people in one grave. I was upset with the Lord because I said, you took my members. And he said, clean, they're not yours, they're mine. I said, well, why did you take them? He said, I took them because they were ready. And I'm giving those others a chance to get right. So I called Twinkie, her and Dr. Clark were over at Bishop Walker's house. I said, Twinkie, I wrote these words. See what you can do with this. Accept.
Accept.
What God allows.
What God allows.
You're better off anyway.
You're better off.
Face the facts.
Face the facts.
And you will never stray.
And you will never stray.
Turn your faith loose.
Turn your
question God.
So don't question God.
Just accept.
Just accept.
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 What God allows.
I kept on writing, Karen. I kept on writing, Jackie. We all go through life asking the question, why? Why?
Catch the wave on the inner line. Begging you please,
come on and see.
Come on and see.
You're my friend to me.
sometime back, we did this song for all our fans, but Robin and I decided to do it again. Would you listen to me, please?
go home with me for a little while, if you please. My name is Willie Johnson, and I'm from Tyler, Texas. But that wasn't where I was born. I was born in a little community about 13 miles from Tyler. In a little community that was called Galilee. And some of the people in this community that had cars. But my father, he didn't have one. Only way that we had to get back and forth to the grocery store, you don't hear me, do you? We had two mules. And we had a wagon. Wait a minute. Wait, let me say that again. I said, my father had two mules and he had a wagon. And that was a little church that where we were brought up, and a little old sanctified church. And they had a place in the back for all the kids when they got sleepy. Sometimes they would stay till 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. But whenever they got ready to go home, that old minister would tell everybody to stay. And then one of them old sisters would look from one, and they would look to them. Because they knew that they wasn't going to see each other for maybe a week. But as they would stand there, an old song would come across their mind. I'd like to say the same thing that they would say. Let me say it. Ha ha.
Savior Jesus Christ. Rest, rule, and fight with us. His now and forevermore.
They didn't say it in my hometown.
Oh, my Lord.
Ooh. say yeah. Go to hear a little bit more, say yeah. When the doctor can't make it, Jesus, will take it. Your friend that's with you.
Get a chance, they ease up to me and say, "Why don't y'all sing that song about something about the king? Walk with the king. Talk with the king." Somebody else said, "I'm walking." We're going to do a little, see, like, "I've been walking with my..."
Change in me.
to change yesterday.
I'm living this life day by day. Oh, yes, I am. And I'm trusting in Jesus every step of the way. Through the good times, through the bad times, you'll never leave me. Christ is good to me. Yes, Christ, hallelujah, so good to me. He hung, bled, and died on Calvary. He saved my soul. Yes, he did. And set my soul free. Yes, Christ.
Thirsty, if you don't mind, let us take that time.
Oh, you're good to me.
For somebody that don't believe that Jesus is good, let me tell you, He healed my body. And He saved my soul. And I just want to tell you that Jesus want to do the same thing. He want to do it for you. But somebody been grieving all week long. But I want to let you know, He won't put no more on you than you ever. My way out of no way. Jesus is my only friend, and I want to tell you I'm glad today. If you don't believe He's good to you,
believe I can help somebody that wanna be helped. But you gotta realize that you gotta know right now that Christ, He wanna be your friend. He wanna stand by you to the very end. But you gotta let Him. You gotta let.
You make you
NHD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave. NFI. North Carolina. Georgia. California. New York. Seattle, Washington. Around the world. In studio. NFI. Radio Gospel Network. The number one quartet station in the world.
Cut it.
And now, another 30 minutes of today's best music. Best music.
Remember this track. Remember this track. We're about to take it back.
Bye.
Walk on in. I'm a walk like winding low.
Oh yeah.
Sorcery is low.
Oh yeah.
Travel both night and day.
Oh yeah.
So tired could hardly pray.
Yeah.
She's my light, my guide.
Oh yeah.
Ever by my side.
Oh yeah.
So I'm walking, not knocking in the heaven with pride.
Just walk on in.
I have no need to fear.
Oh yeah.
He is ever near.
Oh yeah.
He'll know my work was true.
Oh yeah.
So glad the day is through.
Yeah.
Word for me to say.
Oh yeah.
Didn't think I'd make my way.
Oh yeah.
So I'm walking, not knocking in the heaven. Goodbye.
Get a blessing from it by the Lord, and you know someone will rejoice and happy be. And oh, someone will be burdened.
God will put you to bed. You got to check on your brakes and stop your wicked ways. A man is born of a woman, it's only of a few days. You've got to check on your life and see your own faults. Stop while you can see them, children, or your soul will be lost. You've got to check on your generator. You need more strength and power. You can't do nothing without the man. You need him every hour. Christians, oh Christians, press on your startup and start your automobile. Put it in first gear and go on up the hill. Drive on, children, if I ever see you no more, I'll meet you when I pull in on the other shore. And I'm not worried about my parking space, I just want to see my Savior face to face. You know, pride
is your driving light, faith is your steering.
The hottest mixes on the planet.
Yes, yes.
You're rocking with the best.
You're listening to
The Anointed One, and you can catch the wave right here at NFIRadio.com. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music.
We
listen to me right here. You know the priest. Priest and the sea. My Lord. Oh, my Father. As a along the streets, you know what that is to me. Oh, that's heaven. Oh, that's heaven to me. And here's another thing. Somewhere near,
my Lord.
Oh, I feel good now. They can. You know what that is to me, children. Fellas, I want you to do me a favor right here. I wonder would you do that just one more time.
Brother Henry to do right here. I would like for him to show you on the guitar how they gonna be playing music up there.
The People's Station.
Hello, I'm Robert Davis with Disability Claiming Consultants. Are you sick or been injured on your job and tried to get your disability benefits through Social Security and been denied? Don't get frustrated. There's help for you. For over 30 years, I have helped over 1,000 people throughout North Carolina get their benefits they deserve. Give me a call today at 252-492-8715. Again, help you can count on. Call me, 252-492-8715. Thank you.
New Directions Unlimited offers customized travel services and specializes in river cruises to destinations around the world. Find us online at newdirectionsunlimited.com or call 919-570-0232 to speak with a New Directions Unlimited travel concierge. Begin your journey to the experience of a lifetime and make lasting memories. New Directions Unlimited. See the world. Discover self. Travel.
Welcome back live from the NFI studios in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Welcome back to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Once again, want to remind those of you to catch the wave. You can join us on our public figure page on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network or join us on our website at NFIRadio.com.
In HD2. Call in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
We're social. Check us out on Facebook.
I feel like praising. Is our word if we praise it? Let's give him the high praise. What is the high praise? What is the high praise? Hallelujah! And my dad is home going.
Folk was standing around, waiting on my family to break down. But when you've done all you can do, when you've done the best you can do, you don't have nothing to break down about. But at the funeral, the spirit got high, and my mom and my sister got up out of their seat, and I never will forget when I was high. Shout hallelujah! For those of you that been curious about who are we gonna replace daddy with? Tell somebody that we replaced him with Jesus. Tell somebody we replaced him with Jesus. And daddy's up there with the angels right now, looking down with a smile. And I feel like he might want to cut.
Came down from heaven with I believe I'm gonna let Dad tell you what the boy say.
That would let me sing. You know what I'll be doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know what? By the time they recognize the voice, it was. And everybody began to look up toward heaven. And that old man's voice began to talk to him. She said, children, one thing about this choir that I sing with now. He said, we don't have to wait until Sunday morning to sing. But every morning, me and all the angels, we get together and we sing songs that you never heard in your life.
And if y'all don't mind, if y'all don't mind, if y'all don't mind,
you gonna let Daddy tell you what he's saying one more time. Can he tell it? When we get there, what I like about it, there'll be no more senior choir, no more young adult choir, no more inspirational choir. But I'm talking about when we get there, everybody's gonna get together. No more jealousy, no more hatred, no more envy. You know how sometimes your body gets tired? You see, there'll be no more Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays. But yeah, yeah, every day is gonna be something else. I better let this alone. This thing getting good to me. Let me ask you something. Can I let Daddy sing? Can I let Daddy sing? If it's all right, I let him sing. Let me hear you say, yeah. Yeah. You know, I've been waiting a long time for this. You know, I tell you, I've been waiting a long time. I've been singing with Daddy 17 years. We've had a lot of ups and downs. But I want y'all to know it makes me feel good to be able to stand here tonight. Y'all excuse me for a minute. It makes me feel good tonight to be able to stand here and put my arms around my daddy. I love my daddy, y'all. Somebody got a good daddy like me. Somebody got a good daddy like me. But somebody here ain't got no daddy. Those of you that don't have a daddy, let me ask you something. I don't want you to say it because I'm asking you, but if this isn't the way you feel, let me ask you something. Won't God be a father for you? Won't God be a father for you? One of these days, when this old war is over, we're going to take off these old shoes to get on. Put on a pair of old slippers. Take off these old suits we got on. Put on a long white coat.
you what we're gonna do when we get there. 92, I was at the crossroads in my life. I didn't know which road to take, no, no. But when I finally made it to the right road, I didn't want to walk alone, no, no. So I fell down on my knees, told alone these words, walk with me. When you're walking with Jesus, your friend gets you. You don't have to worry, your friend gets you. The Lord said, I'm still with you. He can hold you, and if Jesus holds you, who can thrust you out? Oh, he's able to hold you. Let me tell him sometime. Oh, be my friend. Please be my friend. When you get friendly, sir, and don't have anyone to talk to, tell him, be my friend. Lord. Oh, please be my friend. Oh. Don't have to worry about your enemies. They can't harm you. There ain't nothing they can do to you. The Lord is able. Just stay with the Lord and keep him on your side. And then sometimes you have to tell the Lord these words. Tell him, hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand.
Gospel Radio Network.